Hey, good morning. It's Coast 93.1. Now, we preach, you know, acceptance and tolerance and everything. And so I hate to issue such a judgmental statement because it kind of goes against how I feel our show should be, you know, accepting and all that. But I'm sorry. If you don't toast your bagel, you're a weirdo.
Oh, agreed.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah.
Who likes a bagel untoasted?
Actually, a lot of people, and I feel like I'm a bagel expert because I worked at Mr. Bagel for like 6 years.
Whoa.
Right. That's true.
That was like my whole like high school part of college
career. So would you judge
career.
People when you worked at Mr. Bagel who didn't get their bagels toasted?
The only reason why I would not, because it's the easiest
you
order
liked
to
it.
Fill. It was
sure.
like, boom,
right.
done,
yes.
get out.
That's
like,
true.
See you later. Here's a cup. Fill your coffee. Skedaddle.
So would you use that bagel chopper thing?
No, here's how you
or
cut a bagel.
Slicer, I guess?
You take just a bread knife.
Yeah.
You put the bagel down.
Yeah.
Like, put your hand on top of the bagel. Kush, 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 kush. And it does
sideways.
It every time. Sideways.
Yeah. I know,
flip
but
it,
I get
toast.
Nervous.
Sideways?
I'm going to go up a little too much and slice my whole palm.
Yeah. No, you won't. You put it flat down and then you slice. Is that
wow, so they didn't have the slicer
horizontal.
Thing where the, you put the bagel in and then it just
now.
Goes chop?
They do, but Amanda and I worked there together. It slow us down. I'm telling you, we were fast bagel. We did that for a very long time.
Oof.
Huh.
The bagel chopper slicer slowed
bagel,
us down.
Bagel slicer.
Did you guys ever race?
She was faster than me. She started before me and she brought me into the mix.
Faster is better.
Yeah, she was faster. I got good though. I did get good.
I just imagine Kelly with like a bread knife in a little holster.
I'm telling you.
Right. Get over here, Sesame.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if someone wanted Bialy, then it was like, oh, come on.
Wait, what did you say?
A Bialy.
What the hell is that?
Well, I lived in New York, so I know what that is, but it's...
Bialy?
You go, I know.
Well, no, you'll explain it better. It has
so
like
it's boiled instead of baked. No, it's baked instead of boiled.
Is it the same dough?
It's sourdough, I believe, and then in the middle, there's like onion, garlic, poppy seed.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious. There's no hole in it. But when you're going to cut it, you don't want to lose that. You want to have that...
Oh,
goodness, still in the top. So that was like, okay. Oh, here we go. Someone's fancy. Ugh, then me. I want lox. I'm like, okay.
The real life of Mr. Bagel employees.
Man.
You don't like lox?
No. And no, I don't like people who order lox.
You don't either?
No.
Ugh, I do. Gross.
No. No, thanks.
Ugh.
Okay.
Here's
what about,
crap
well, you don't
bagel.
Eat any fish, Kel.
No.
Yeah, so of course you don't like lox.
No.
You don't like lox, Todd? You like other fish.
I mean, I like it. But I don't. I like other fish. I don't like raw fish.
Well, it's smoked.
Yeah.
It's still kind of raw.
I mean, it's still...
It looks raw to me. It's pink and slimy and just slapping on. Just go. This is what the noise it makes when you put it. Like, look.
You know, I mean, you'll never see
me. Did we get that? It's pink and slimy, and it's when it slaps down, it makes a noise like this.
Just slaps.
I think I'm going to need to get that clip out.
It's like the bologna of fish, right?
It's like the bologna of fish.
Bologna.
What even is bologna?
Bologna's delicious, first of all.
Hey, I grew up in bologna.
Okay,
there's nothing better
geez.
Than fried bologna.
I agree.
Fry up a piece of bologna.
Yeah.
Okay, what is bologna?
It's like ground
pork.
Up. Yeah, it's pork.
It's
and
pork.
It's like ground, and there might be some beef in there too. Cause
could be like
I
toes and toenails, but
it's
whatever.
Basically like a giant sliced hot dog.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
So there's a lot of like filler in there, but it's delicious. It's
get it sliced
fat.
Thin,
it's
toss
good.
It in a pan with some butter.
Mm.
Wow.
Damn, Kelly.
Yeah, I know.
You got me.
Who's
got me going?
What's going? Wow, that's
this
gross.
Is like a white trash cooking show.
someone's looking at the Shaw's flyer, wondering what's if bologna's on sale. And guess what?
It's always on sale.
Yeah, it always is.
It is totally the cheapest deli meat you can get.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah. Who knows what's in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's alternate name. They said, oh, we'll call it bologna and spell it like this, bologna. So it looks fancy.
Bologna.
The initial name was, who knows?
You tell us.
Yeah, mystery meat was taken. So let's call it bologna. Well, now I'm hungry. I never thought talking about fried bologna and lox would make me hungry, but now I'm hungry.
That is gross, huh? But good in some, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not
you.
Together, by the way. Not
no.
To
no.
clarify.
Don't ruin that bologna with that crap.
Yeah. Don't ruin that fried bologna with that smoked salmon.
Right.